we have, so we're here in the middle of the perek of Betei Sol Mitzrayim. So he says over here, we're holding in the Kufayin Hay on this left-hand column. So we spoke about, he speaks about the Kfelus, this whole parasha of the each pasuk being half and half. And now he says, "Kasha yotzu mimitzrayim, as nasi Yisrael Hakadosh Baruch Hu la'am, lias Yehuda shuroish v'nasi liYisrael lekotchei." So it says, "B'tzeis haMitzrayim beis Yaakov mamloyes, hoisa Yehuda lekotchei shavash loisav." So it says they became, Kasha Yisrael became Hakadosh Baruch Hu's uma, like it says, "Hayoyim azen yesu la'am l'Hashem lekecha," that Kasha Yisrael tzur of an uma became Mechubat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'liyos Yehuda Shuroish V'nasi Yisrael Likotshei Ki Me'acha Shuhuf Chashev Yudu Melochim Hineu Likotshei Limshoech Menu Melochim B'Shemen Kodesh V'akdush Azois Mer Akdush Alokis. So he says, since Klal Yisrael is an Uma, Yehuda became the Melech of it, and therefore, since Yemoshech the Melech with Shemen, Shemen is Shemen Kodesh, that's where they became its Kedusha. That's what he says over here. I want a little bit to be masked by something here. The Musig of Malchus in Klal Yisrael and the Musig of Kedusha that he speaks about, of Yehuda being his Kodesha and so on. When we speak about the Melech in Klal Yisrael is Nimshech B'Shemen Kodesh. What's the inyan? Every time you have a Meshicha, so those inyanim that are Kedusha, like the Mishkan, the Kalim, the Koyin, Meshicha is always like a Hamshacha, even though it's not different, not the same thing, but it's called Negida. It means Ki'ilu, the Koyin is the vehicle for a Hemshech of Kedusha to Klal Yisrael. And that's why when you're Meshechim with Shemen, it's as if you're starting a process of a flow down into it. That's what Meshicha did. Meshicha was the beginning of a certain type of Hashpah that's being Nimshach through him. So Aaron HaKoyin, like the Koyin when he duchens, he becomes a Chetimtzah of Hashpah of Klal Yisrael. That's true of the Kohanim in Klal Yisrael, and Avodin, and all that. But Melochim have Meshicha, and Melochim have Meshicha except for Ben Melech, or if there's Machloikis, once we start the process, it keeps trickling down by itself. Why does a Melech have Meshicha in Klal Yisrael? Where the Melech is the government, it's the one that's running Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is supposed to do their things, and so on and so forth, and that's what's happening. Where is the Makom of Meshicha and a Melech? So he says over here, that the point he makes over here is kimeacha shehufcha shev yudu melochim hinei ulekotshoi limshoech menu melochim b'shemen kodesh v'aktusha zois merah aktusha loikis. The Klal Yisrael as an uma, in other words, it's not just that that you need to have some kedusha, some input of kedusha. So you have kahanim, they have an input of kedusha, just like neviim have an input of hechacha. The melochim, the mohus of Klal Yisrael is to be an Am Hashem. And b'meila, the melech, becomes the vehicle for the hashpah of Kedusha to Klal Yisrael. It's not just, a melech is not just to lead Klal Yisrael because you need to have a functioning government to take care of things and so on and so forth. The melech did deal with mundane things. But the word is, since the mohus of Klal Yisrael is Kedusha, it's guf hanhaga of the Klal Yisrael as such is Kedusha. And that's why Hoysa Yehuda Lekotshoi is so Mamshleisa. Through Yehuda, who is the Kedosh Hashem, that means that Klal Yisrael as a whole is a vehicle for Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he says, V'oma Loshen Ekeva Hoysa Yehuda. I mean, Yehuda is Zachar. Why does it say Hoysa Yehuda? Kirotzoloima, Shehoysa Yehuda Lishmoy Yisbarach, Ki Isha Shemukadesh is Labaila. So first thing he says like this. He says that the musig of kedusha And this is something that we sort of gloss over. We don't always understand it. When we say somebody is a Kaddish, we think of him as being a parish. He's somebody who doesn't eat, he doesn't drink, he doesn't not net from this world. That's not the right definition of the word Kaddish. The definition of Kaddish is designated. When you makdish something, you're not taking away from it, you're designating it. The shimushim, the isurim that come out of it are a pol yotze of being designated for Kaddish. So Kedusha in its very, very core means designated for something. It has a yichud for something. So something, the reason why he is lashon nekeva, a nekeva in the tzura of the bria, a nekeva is designated for the zohar. A zohar can have many wives, but a nekeva has one husband. The he in the lashon nekeva is the letter of designation, like mitzrayma means to mitzrayim. It's a destination point. So Harana is to Haran. The hay is always where the thing is headed for. So Isha is always headed towards the Ish. That's what's designated. So when the Lashon Nekeva in the Bria is always a letter of designating something. So Bemela, since the we're talking about Kedusha over here, Yehuda being Kaddish, the word Kaddish by definition means designated for something, and the designation of it is towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what he says over here. I also want to add a bit of a hesbah because of this. You know, there's the Gemara says if somebody's not nene from something, he's nikar choyte, like a nazir, who's not nene from yayin, he's nikar choyte, and so on. On the other hand, precious, the Musa Sfarim speak about precious as being a very big midah toiva. Nevi'im, you know, would always be away. The Rambam speaks about being away, and so on and so forth. So how do you understand, you know, the musig of precious latoiv and precious lara? When is it toiv, when is it ra? The answer is, if a person, let's take an example. If a person, his only hanhaga toiva is, he doesn't eat. He has this thing about, he doesn't eat a lot. Doesn't eat this, is that the other thing. Is that a mida toiva or not? No, it's a mishagas, there's nothing to it. If a person is shakur and learning to such a darga that he's not interested in other things, that's a mida toiva. A person who is shakur and helping people, so he doesn't have time for himself, that's a mida toiva. A person who's not busy doing anything else, but just slovenly, just doesn't take care of himself, it's a mida ra. In terms of not doing, those are all mida ras. When it's coming, so kedusha is when a person's uninvolvement in the world around him is because he's involved in a different world. It's because he's shakua in learning and helping in avoda, whatever it is. Then we look at it as being faket. This is a hallmark of kedusha. A person who's also learning and also shakua in olam hazeh, he's not completely shakua in learning. He's missing something. So it's a midah toiva. Kedusha is a designation for something, which by definition is more than something else. A woman who doesn't want to get married is not a midah toiva. A woman who's mekudish to somebody and therefore she's saving everybody else, that's kedushas Yisrael. So the kedusha is ki'isha shemekudeshes labayla, kachay shemekudeshes lishmoy. Va'oid shem kosav. So that's one explanation why it says hoisi Yehuda slash nekeva, because the tzura of kedusha is nekevedik. Va'oid shem kosav hoyu Yehuda kachoy. I want to add one more point to this, and it gives us a new understanding of something. We think of Malachim in twofold. Malachim are very, very Kaddishtika people. It's a Bria that doesn't eat, doesn't sleep, doesn't drink, doesn't this, doesn't that, the other thing. And also, being that you need to be gainfully employed, they're also sent around to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu do all sorts of things and errands and something like that. That's kind of the way we picture. So we first think of a malach as something that has, it's a being, a very, very, very kind of non-material being. And what do malachim do all day round? There's just so much not being a material being that you can do. You also got to do something. So they send them around to do errands and so on. That's kind of the way we grow up with that picture. It's the other way around. A malach is a shliach ha'sedvari. A malach is shlichus. That's what a malach is. The word malach means a shliach. He's so much a shliach that he has no self. It's the other way around. A malach has no self and a malach is a shliach. A malach, the bria of a malach is malachus shlichus. That's what a bria malach is. It's shlichus, it's a perfection of shlichus, and therefore it's got nothing else but the shlichus. Like there's a minig I once saw, a chassidish minig, but it's one of these minhagim that you see, it's mushus from Kodesh, that the minig is that when the mechutanim get together, the norm is let's say mechutanim get together to finish the shidduch, you know, first would you like a cup of tea, would you like a coffee, would you like a this, that, and the other thing. So I think it's Belzach, I had a neighbor that I was there, and that's how they said that by Eliezer it says, I won't eat anything or drink anything until I finish this shidduch. So first they finish what I have to do, and then they eat and drink. They won't eat and drink until they don't finish what they're doing. It's part of the dedication of a shliach that when he's in a shlichus, there's no self and there's nothing else that he's doing. Okay, then he says v'oid, and that's why malachim are called kedushim. Atakadosh Baruch Hu kedushim b'chol yom malucha sela. Kedushim is a generic name for malachim because they're called kuli dedicated for avoda. V'od shem kosev hoyse Yehuda lekaya hoy Yehuda kosh. If it would have written loshenik zacha, he has a sholem mashma she Yehuda kosh is a kedush baruch hu. V'chol kodesh shu kodesh el ha'adam yoyse b'mayla min ha'adam. If I tell you, let me introduce you to somebody who's a kodesh. Let's say someone tells me I want to introduce you to somebody who's a talmud chacham. The feel of that is that he is more of a talmud chacham than me. In other words, let me introduce somebody who's a real Talmud Chacham, so to speak. Let me introduce somebody who's an Ovid Hashem. The implication of that is he's that Maila, and I'm introducing you, who are not such a Ovid Hashem, not such a Talmud Chacham, someone who isn't such a Talmud Chacham, is a Hashem. So if it would said, Hoysa Yehuda Lekotshoi, grammatically it means Yehuda is a Kodesh, Kubas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shiyuda Kodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'chol Kodesh HaKodesh El Ha'adam. And if you say, this person's a kodesh compared to you, so to speak. Yes, of my living Adam. Lekach kasav hoise yudu lekotshoi shekdushos shel Yehuda shemekabel akdusha min Hashem Yisbarach kumane kevur shemekabel akdusha nabal kin mekabel akdusha. In other words, when somebody is a kodesh Hashem, whenever we speak of the maila of kedusha associated with Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the implication is not leumas Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but rather, he is a kodesh mikoyach that is a neviah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next, Yisrael mam shaloisav. Shemem shaltesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Yisrael. Ki nikra lekei Yisrael befrat. Demem shol v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu zan kal Yisrael. Ume'ach ha'shoyse etziya zois bederach shinui. Min mehogesh ha'olam. V'chol ha'dvarim ha'nasim shaloi min mehogesh ha'olam. Hem yoyse madrego b'maylam min ha'dvarim sh'nasim min mehogesh ha'olam. Like we spoke yesterday, he doesn't completely explain the Nakuda here by Yisrael Mam Shloisov. I want to explain it. We speak sometimes about it, Rosh Hashanah time, about Malchus, and this is similar to it. Again, part of our image, part of the reason why we have bad understandings, a lot of things, is because we associate words with concepts. Because by us, when we think of a king, so we think of somebody who's spoiled and wants to exploit a country, and he's gotten strong, and he's able to clear out a country of all that it possesses. That's the normal king. We speak about a good king, we speak about like guy who governs nicely and he knows how to get everything done and things are good, Mesuda. Okay, that's fine. But the real truth is, Memshola or Malchus, and for the purpose of this, we'll treat them as one, even though the guy, famous guy, and not like that, and others. But just for the purpose of what he's saying over here, a malchus, a real malchus, is a melech has a certain vision, he has a certain ideal that's his, and you realize it through the malchus. Just like Lahavdil, somebody who has a play that he's putting on. So he has a certain idea that he wants to give over, and he has all the people acting out, and from that, from the play, you convey a certain idea, a certain concept. A real malchus, in the full sense of the word, is a melech has the understanding of a metzias, of an umma. He has a certain personality of an umma, and the umma expresses that personality. I would shtalt to the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, who says by the Melochim, Bela Melochim, that the Melochim be'edim fe'im loich Melech Yisrael, what's the point of that parsha? The Melech, so the Rambam says that the problem was all these Melochim were not Edoim Melochim. They didn't come from Edoim. They came from all sorts of other nations. Each one is listed over there. And the Torah, and he said the people in those days understood what a disaster their Malchus was. And this comes to affirm the Mahalach of Mikerva Achechot, that a melech has to be dafka, a Jew. And even if he's a fine person, a good person, a great person, a nice person, that has to be Mikerva Achechot. Tosim lecha melech. So, again, the Pasha Pshad is, in terms of running the government, it's not so good. The deeper Pshad is, a melech is supposed to, the umma is supposed to be expressing the teichen of the melech. A person individually can't express something. When you have a malchus that lives b'tzedek, b'mishpat, or b'sholem, or b'shalv, and so on, it expresses a certain ideal. If it's not the same, you can't graft one type of melech to a different type of malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech on Klal Yisrael through the melech. The melech is nimshach with k'dusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Klal Yisrael expresses the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to think a minute about it. We spend Pesach night talking about going after freedom and becoming a nation and so on. And b'meila, people have associated with that. Any type of independence is good, and any type of nationality is good. So the more from, the less from. Okay, you know, b'seira, those. But that's a total misunderstanding of what the mohus of it is. Klal Yisrael as the umma realizes itself when it expresses the inyanim of Elikus as an umma. It's Klal Yisrael, just like a melech who has a vision and the umma expresses it, the melech for us is Yehuda was Kotshoy, Yehuda the melech Yisrael is the Kedosh Hashem, and Klal Yisrael becomes Mamshaloysov. And Klal Yisrael expresses that Kedusha. So the melech is the chetimtza for translating a kedusha that's lemala from everything into a kedusha in day-to-day life. How people do business, how people fight, how people get along, how people live, everything. All of the inyanim, Klal Yisrael's mohus, the Chavetz Chaim was, when they told him, you know, the Zionist demand or was that, you know, after World War I, between two wars, between World War I and World War II, All the little nations of Europe became free. Until World War I, you had like huge empires. Austro-Hungarian Empire swallowed up half of Europe. Russia had half of Europe. Germany had half of Europe. And that was basically how they split everything up. So after World War I, you had, you know, every little country got its own little place. So they said, you know, if we're not worse than Bulgaria. If Bulgaria can be independent, Israel can also be independent. That was one of the arguments there. And he said, you know, is this what we want to, is Bulgaria the model we want to be? Another Bulgaria. In other words, it's a whole different sense of it. The independence of flying our own flag and having our own little tchotchkes doesn't talk to us. Yes, of course, you didn't want to have the Tsar, the Kaiser, whoever it was, but realization of self, of the self of Klal Yisrael has nothing to do with the color of a flag or the name of a coin. It has to do with tzedek, kedusha, emes, mishpat, chesed, toiv. What we wish for is to be an umma where people look at it and say, this is a whole different cut of peoplehood. This is a whole different tour of it. When people are able to see Memshola in Klal Yisrael, then there's a whole different surah to it. It's a whole different mohus. That's what the Malchus Yisrael is. So Hoyse Yudala Kotche Yisrael Memshalaysav is the double layer that we spoke about last time, two times ago. There's a hanhog of kedusha. We gave the mashal that wherever wherever we move the mouse, that's where the arrow goes. Wherever we have Torah and mitzvahs, and you have an umma that's kulei toiv, toiv in a way that another umma is a mashayach to. That's what we're hoping for. So the kfelus of the hanhog of Yetzias Yisrael is expressing Yetzias Mitzrayim. The entirety of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because of becoming an umma, is this double mahalach of kedusha lamala and memsholos of lamata. There's a beyond this world on top, and memshola is the expression of it in this world. That's the how the two come together. Okay, we should have a hakash of a sameach mitzvah Hashem and be able to be toyim. Somebody's in yanim. This is where we become an umman to feel what it means to be Yisrael and to be part of malchus is the mos of Pesach. Okay.